The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Do something with your life. Do something.
We're all striving to be successful, but how? By tuning in right now to your trusted realtors and advisors, Rod Watson and Talisa Davila. Anywhere between marketing, finance, and real estate to social media and entrepreneurship, Rod and Talisa have all the profitable tips you need to get it. Are you ready? Let's get wealthy.
Wealth Builders. I'm your host, Rod Watson, and I'm in the studio with some very special guests, Mr. Ty Hines, producer for the new reality TV series that we're actually going to be shooting. We're shooting right now live in the studio, and also Eric Pierre with Bedrock Assurance, and then Miss Sabrina Cadini with La Dolce Idea. Idea. Yes, I pronounced it right.
Got it.
Right.
Got it. Good job.
Well, welcome, guys. Welcome in. Today is Friday, and, you know, it's a great day. We've got beautiful weather. You know, for a while there, we were having a stretch of some unusual winter for San Diego. I mean, my wife was like, you know, when are we going to get some sun? You know, we live right on the coast in Sunset Cliffs, so it was messing up our sunsets there for a couple of weeks. So it's good to be back to the sunny weather.
Back to 85.
That's it.
And yeah, and it was the best El Nino ever.
Yes. Yeah, and it was super hot yesterday.
You guys this hot?
Yeah, this is hot for San Diego.
It's perfect for me.
Right.
Well, we love it. I should not complain. Now the sun's back. Well, moving forward, we got Valentine's Day coming up on Sunday. Anybody got special plans?
I'm going to be working. That's my special plan.
We know you always work.
Visiting my girlfriend at the studio.
Oh, man.
Sabrina, what about you? You do all these weddings, you know, any?
Exactly. And, you know, I'm an event planner, but since I am planning everything for my clients, my personal life has no plans. It's always last minute. I don't want to make any plans for my life. So we'll see what happens. I've been married for so many years, but I'm sure we'll do something cool.
Spontaneous.
Sometimes the best
spontaneous.
Plan is no
I like
plan.
That. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What about you, Eric?
Well, I got some tax returns, so maybe I should tell a young lady, it's like, hey, I can save you additional money this Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I'm going to try to pitch this weekend.
Well, maybe me and the wife, we might sneak out to the cliffs and catch another beautiful sunset and drink a beer like we usually do. That's our date night, so we don't really do anything big.
Beautiful.
We just go out to the cliffs, we hang out and watch the sunset, and hopefully we don't see anybody fall off the cliffs, which has happened a lot lately since we've been here. it's amazing how many people actually come to Sunset Cliffs. I mean, we have probably at least 2,000 or more people that come through there a day just to capture that moment. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. So those of you that are going to be out on Sunset Cliffs Valentine's Day, be safe, please. Be safe. Stay away from the edges. Get some great photos. Share them on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'd love to see them. And also tag me, Rod Watson. You can tag me at RodWatson23 on Instagram and Twitter. So love to see those images. Moving along. So Ty, you know, tell us a little bit about what we got coming up.
So we got this great show, The Neighborhood, launching soon on the CW. And, you know, Rod, you're our downtown expert. You know, anytime you need advice about real estate and you're looking to move into the downtown market, Rod Watson, you are our guy. But I wanted to ask you, why did you choose really to get into real estate?
Wow. When I first got into real estate, it was really to help people, you know, and that was my passion. I actually was in sales for a few years, selling luxury automobiles, Porsche, Lexus. And I had a close relative that came to me who was going through a financial hardship. And at that time, I knew nothing about that side of the business. And once I did a little bit of knowledge, once I increased my knowledge, you know, by educating myself, going online, watching,
Google
going online,
that.
Google, yeah.
Dr. Google.
Didn't go to college for that specifically, but no, you know, once I felt like I gained enough information and I had enough knowledge about the subject matter, at that point, I decided, you know, I think I can go help a lot of people. There are going to be a lot of people that are going to be in this situation. So from there, what I did was I just devoted my time and effort from that point going forward to just saying, hey, how many more people can I help? And that's what got me in was actually the distressed sales, doing short sales and REOs. And then from there, I wanted to perfect my craft, and I slowly started moving into where I am now, the you know, luxury side of things, and you know, using video and film and tech, social media in my business. So,
Now, when someone's looking to move downtown, I mean, you're the guy to go to.
Correct.
But what do you think makes the downtown market so special?
Well, I think what makes downtown so special to start with is this very diverse community. And not only that, there's been so many new developments that have actually are either underway or that have taken place. You know, one in particular is the San Diego Waterfront. You know, they have a park there that used to be just a parking lot at the courthouse, and now they've turned it into a water park. So there's a lot of concert venues that take place there the year. Families can hang out, and it's actually better to see to walk up and down the causeway. And, you know, Bosa's new development that's coming there, the luxury high rises. So I can go on and on, but it's a very diverse mixed group.
You kind of touched on it with the Bosa development, and there's so much happening downtown. It's like a really exciting market to be in and to be involved with. But what is really going on? Tell, you know, what's new? What's next? There's Bosa, and what else is going on?
Well, you got Bosa actually has 8 developments projects that they're going to be coming in with new high rises over the next 7 or 8 years. So that's exciting. Over in East Village as well, if those of you love donuts, the donut bar is actually expanding. Chef Santiago,
shout out to you.
Chef Santiago is actually going to be rolling out beer. So you can go there and have beer and donuts. Which a lot of people wonder, well, how's that going place? But he's going to be open in the evenings for the beer, and in the mornings keeping the regular schedule. So that's new. They're going to be expanding and growing there. So I love donuts, and those of you who've ever been to donut bar, you know what those lines can be like on Saturday mornings.
Yes.
So pre-order, get your orders in early,
and make sure you get the gym in as well.
Yes.
After, right?
Yes. Yeah, yo, make sure you go by Fit Athletic when you get done to work it off.
Yeah, beautiful gym downtown.
Yes.
Now, Eric Pierre. Everybody, taxes stress me out. And who loves taxes? I don't know, but I know you do.
Yeah, that's right.
what are some common myths that that people come across when they're thinking of taxes?
Some common myths. One thing, a lot of people don't understand what the IRS considers a business, okay? So, we have a lot of people that are wage earners, but they have a side business, or, where I'm from in Houston, we call it a side hustle.
Yeah.
But the IRS says two things. One, that you have the knowledge to make a profit, or second, you're surrounded by advisors that will guide you to making a profit. And so there are people that are doing side DJ jobs, and they're getting paid and they're not reporting it. And I actually mentioned DJ because I heard a story of a DJ that got paid by a nightclub in Houston a few years ago, and they didn't report their income. The IRS sent a nice letter saying you owe some money.
Yeah.
And they didn't hire a tax expert to walk them through to deduct the mileage driving there, the equipment, and they probably wouldn't have had owed a dime. And so that's one of the common things is that, and also if you own a rental home, since real estate is really big in San Diego, and a lot of people have a second home that they rent out, that's a business. Because you're getting business income.
You're making money.
You're making money, so you can deduct the mileage to drive to check on the house. You're hiring a maintenance guy, the electricity, all that stuff. A lot of people just don't understand that. Because the tax code is
insurance.
Very scary.
Yep.
Insurance, you got to insure the home. For a lot of people, it's very scary. And so I enjoy helping people understand it because the tax code, believe it or not, is the best wealth generation tool that you have in this world.
So we need to connect after this.
Now,
the people that are listening on the radio right now, they can't see necessarily your excitement for taxes, which is pretty crazy. But what is it that you enjoy so much about taxes, something that everybody fears?
Well, with taxes, I enjoy helping people see how they can keep more money in their pocket and less at Uncle Sam's pocket,
like
right?
Yes.
Right.
That's
so
that's the key, right? Spring.
Right. Right. Yeah. So, because if you think about it, money's on your mind all the time. Okay, whether you worship it or not, you got to have money to live. And I recently had a client back in Houston, my hometown, and just to see her smile when I told her that she qualified for her earned income credit, and she had hired tax professionals, never explained that, and so just to be able to tell a story, but a truthful story, and to save money makes a big difference for me, and I enjoy that. Yeah. And that's why I do this.
Yeah. Now, I've totally hijacked the show. I want to be clear. This is Rod's show. But I do have one other question for you, Rod, because you're so innovative when it comes to real estate and the way that you market these properties. And obviously, it works really well for you.
Correct.
But what ways have you kind of redefined the way people market homes?
Well, I feel like the way I've redefined things is, I wanted to incorporate my passions into what I did. and or to what I do. And so I started using video, and that's when I met you, and we built our relationship. And then using video to a whole nother level, you know, as far as just doing your basic drone shots and interiors, we were actually going through and telling a story about the property. So from there, we now are taking the videos, and we're using social media to actually target our ideal potential buyer that would love to live that lifestyle that the property offers. So I would say the biggest thing that has helped me, obviously, is your business and using video to enhance our properties.
Thank you. Anything else good that we can say about today? And when I do eventually get married, I know who's going to be planning my wedding.
Come to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is the wedding planner extraordinaire right here.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And she's actually been growing her business immensely through Periscope, which we're going to get into after our break. So we have 2 minutes and we're going to get into that. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some big things that Sabrina's doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, downtown, it's on the waterfront, and you cannot beat it. The luxury penthouses downtown are spectacular.
Correct.
And there's really a big opportunity right now in downtown. But for those that may not know and those that are out of town, what's the market looking like? How easy is it to own or buy an investment property?
Yeah, the market is actually performing really well. I mean, it's challenging for buyers, you know, obviously finding the ideal property because there's not a lot of inventory. But if you're a seller, I mean, right now it's great. And certain buildings are performing better than others, which if people have questions, they can contact me at the end of the show at 619-512-9120. But it's a market where it's availability to get in now because prices are slowly raising. But at the same time, like I said, if you're a seller, it's the perfect opportunity.
And there's so much to do downtown. I mean, those that don't live here may not know, but that's what this is all about, letting them know, highlighting the best parts of San Diego and these different communities. And to me, downtown is one of the top communities in San Diego.
Yes, my favorite.
What are some of the activities downtown? Of course, you have Petco Park, but what else?
You got the Petco Park, you got the waterfront, you got Seaport Village, you got Gas Lamp. You got Cortez, you know, the Cortez Hill area, Museum District. I mean, I can go on and on. The Children's Museum, that's there. You also have the waterfront there where you have the Hornborg cruises that go out throughout the day. So there's a number of activities that people can actually do. And that's what's great is to see it's growing now.
And one thing, I would have stopped on Gas Lamp and that nightlife because downtown is where it's at. Yeah. And Eric, you actually live downtown.
Yes, I do.
How have you been enjoying that?
Oh, man, it's been great. You know, you mentioned fit, athletic, and it's great to get a workout in. And you can sit up top and stretch outside. And so it's just lovely. Walking around, everything's easy to get to.
Well, we got
to
pay some bills, and thanks for sharing. We got to pay some bills. You know how that goes. And we're going to come back, and then we'll have time. We're going to actually get to know Sabrina a lot more and find out exactly what she does. So see you guys here in the next couple minutes. All right, welcome back to this edition of Wealth Builders. I'm your host, Rod Watson, and you are here in the studio with some awesome guests, Eric Pierre with Bedrock Assurance, Sabrina Cardini with Dolce
Idea.
Yes, yes, I'm getting it. I'm working on it.
No, well, it's hard.
We definitely had a great discussion before the break, and we were talking about the upcoming reality TV series, The Neighborhood. So those of you that have questions about the show, you can go check out the details behind the scenes at theneighborhoodsd.com. I'm in the studio as well with producer and host of the show, Ty Hines. So we're going to get to know Sabrina here and talk a little bit about wedding planning and events.
Yes.
Sabrina has well over 20 years, you know, 15 years in the business.
Say that. You'll make me feel old, right?
Hey, she's very experienced.
Let's just say that.
She's very experienced and very knowledgeable about wedding planning.
Yes.
And Sabrina and I were able to connect through social media on Periscope.
The power of social
when I first
media.
Got on Periscope, I was checking out who's on, and not that many people. Still, even today, there are not that many people on there, but now it's growing. But since then, it was like maybe a few people on, and I noticed that she was broadcasting an awesome wedding, and I chatted in and made a few comments to her, and we connected that way. Yep. And since then, I have her on, and I want to talk a little bit about weddings. So tell me, what made you start this company?
Well, I think as every other business, I just started for fun. Okay. I just started helping friends. They were having parties. I was working at a TV station, actually, many, many years ago in Italy, where I used to live. And so one of the producers asked me to help her. She was entertaining a lot. And so I helped her. I had fun. And I realized that maybe I wanted to do it as a profession. And so that's how I started. I enjoy it very much. It's a passion I have. And I love the emotional aspect of the wedding.
Correct.
More like, I mean, if it's a corporate function, you have business, relationship, and that's it. But with a wedding, you get to know the bride, the groom, their
Correct.
Family.
It's personal.
It's exactly. It's a lot of family issues, family dynamics, but that I love to solve and I love to take care of. You know, planners are sometimes psychologists or peacemakers, right? They have to handle a lot of things going on, right?
Who said you have to deal with problems on weddings? Everybody's happy, right?
Oh, well, not always. You know, you can have like, well, one of the most common things that I have at weddings is biological fathers not being invited, and they show up and they get mad when stepfather walks the bride down the aisle.
Wow.
You know, you can get, you know, some difficult situation that you have to, of course, mitigate and
some wedding crashes.
Oh,
some real wedding crashes.
And it's usually family members who put a lot of pressure under bride and groom, which shouldn't happen, but you know, we're all human beings and we all make mistakes. And sometimes the parents don't realize that that's their wedding day. I mean, the bride and groom's wedding day, and they try to put their knowledge, their advice. Maybe the mother of the bride didn't have the wedding she wanted.
Correct.
And so she tries to have the daughter have the wedding that the mother wanted. So, I mean, a lot of things going on. So we're usually dealing with some other things that are not only the prettiness, the vision, or the planning, the deadlines, agreements, and everything else.
Expectations, just meeting and managing expectations.
Exactly.
So
from
what I'm hearing you saying, you chose to go after something you were passionate about.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it wasn't just about, can I make a buck or,
Oh, absolutely. And again, it's the emotional aspect that I love the most. And at the end of the night, when they hug you and they say, I would have never done it without you.
Correct.
There you go.
So are you pretty high strung doing those events? Because I can only imagine, like, in the back of your mind, you're just waiting for something to go wrong, you know.
Yeah,
and obviously, you have a really good staff that looks like, obviously, that makes your job, I would say, easy, but simplifies
things. We try, right? We try to make it perfect. Of course, nothing is perfect. Sometimes things happen. Sometimes last minute changes happen, emergencies happen, but I will never tell the bride and groom. Never.
That's
they will
the,
never know
smart.
What happens.
Yeah,
I will be
smart.
Smiling in front of them.
Everything's falling
the
apart.
The cake is not there, right? But I'm like, you look so pretty. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. And, then obviously, you know from experience, there's no benefit in telling them that.
No,
so your
job
is to make sure it gets done no matter what. And that's what you do.
Exactly. They're already stressed out. You don't need to put a lot more problems in their minds. You know, they don't need to know.
Well, moving along a little bit, so how did you build your success so quickly?
Well, I don't know if I built my success quickly. I think it was a slow, organic growth, which is what I really like, because that's how you can see if the business is consistent and grows and gets better and better and better. I don't believe in fast growths for a business, because, you know, you may have a super rapid growth and then crash all of a sudden because you don't realize the growing pains of a business. So I think my business grew over time.
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty solid right now, because I could identify the strengths, the weaknesses year by year, and I adjusted to them. You know, since I've been in the business for many, many years, I've seen a lot of trends go by. I've seen a lot of strategies go and pass. So I think I'm pretty stable. And I like that. So I wouldn't say it grew quickly, but it grew consistently.
Correct.
Yeah.
So the consistency is the aspect.
I think it's very important.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. It makes you stronger. It makes you a better professional.
And what are some of your strong points with wedding planning? Is it more so just the advising, or just really from front end to the back end?
Yeah, it really depends. I mean, I have design capabilities, and I also am very organized. So I am a designer and a planner.
That's awesome.
Which not a lot of planners do. A lot of planners are very organized, so they take care of the organizational part of the wedding.
Correct.
But then the bride and groom need to hire maybe a wedding designer.
Correct.
Or they just create a vision for their wedding on their own.
Correct.
So I have these two qualities that are great to put together. So I can design the vision for them and make them happen.
So it's really like a turnkey system, really.
Basically,
you just show up. and show out.
Right?
Just show up and show out.
Exactly.
I was wondering if you have a horror story or so, anything funny.
You know, I don't have a lot of horror stories. I was talking to Jason, who's here in the studio as well, and he was asking me about Bridezillas. I don't think Bridezillas exist. It's like a phenomenon created by reality TV shows. It's all so exaggerated.
Are you calling me out?
Oh, no. I mean, you understand what I'm talking about, right? I mean, you guys look for some drama. You look for something to show your audience, because if everything looks great and everything looks good, it's boring.
Yeah.
Right? You need something to create some kind of suspense or excitement. So Bridezillas, I never had one. I had brides who were nervous, who lost temper. Yes, but we're all human beings.
Yeah.
So it happens. Not only at weddings, it can happen.
It's a very stressful time.
It is a very stressful time. So my job is to keep them calm, to let them enjoy the day, and let me run the show behind the scenes.
Everyone's biggest fear is tripping down the aisle you've never seen.
Oh my gosh, no, no. But I always tell my bride, right.
Or someone's forgetting the ring.
Right. Well, that's my job to remind them. So, when we're ready to start the processional, you know, a few minutes before, I go to the best man or the maid of honor asking, where are the rings?
So have you had any forgotten rings over your career?
Oh, no. No, never.
That's
so far. Never so far.
And how many weddings have you done over your career?
I think about 400, something like that. God. Yeah, it's been a long.
And no falling bride. Come on.
I had one groom who lost the cool a little because he had three weddings before that. And
he wanted,
it was quite an adventure. And he wanted to get married outdoors because the previous marriages were done inside.
Yes.
So he said maybe being indoor brought me bad luck. And that day was pouring rain. So we had to move everything inside. And so he was not very happy.
Yeah, well, speaking of outdoors, I mean, we live in probably the finest city
Absolutely.
In America. And I mean, I think about my wife and I, we got married outdoors at Point Loma Nazarene
it's
on
beautiful.
Campus overlooking the ocean. And
definitely.
I remember that experience, and I stopped and think also about how many people are getting married every day that are outside. So
That's
how many
true.
Of your weddings are, what percentages of your weddings are you doing outdoors?
Like outdoors.
You say about maybe 50%, 20% in a city like
San Diego? I would say yes. The majority, I would say, because I work with a lot of destination couples also who come from out of state, especially from
East
Coast.
They come here just to get married.
They just come here to get married.
Okay.
Some of them have family members, so San Diego has a special place in their hearts, but some of them just fall in love with the place, and so it's a great destination for getting married. So they love to be outdoors, they love the beach, or they love outdoor venues like the Dana on Mission Bay.
Do you ever get to travel?
You know, I don't travel a lot because if I travel, then I have to charge more to my couples. I need to include the flight, meals, accommodation. So
drinks.
It's not convenient,
no,
right?
Exactly.
Fun, right? Afterlife, right? After, you know, nightlife and everything. So I'm not very convenient for them. But I did a wedding on Catalina Island. That couple fell in love with me and they said, we need you no matter what.
Wow.
So just let us know how much it is, and we want you there. It was beautiful.
Well, before we go to break, I want to ask one important question. And we're obviously, there are going to probably be a lot of people that are going to be getting engaged over Valentine's weekend.
Oh, yes.
So how can they find you? How can they get information on your services?
Absolutely. So they can find me online at ladolceidea.us, which is spelled LADOLCEIDEA.US, or they can contact me at 858-688-5724. And I'm also on social media pretty much everywhere.
So where do they find you? What are your Twitter handles and your Instagram?
Twitter handle is Sabrina Cadini, which is my full name. And Instagram is La Dolce Idea Weddings.
Got it.
And that's where I have usually the pretty pictures of weddings and events.
Yes. And and if you want an awesome event and a wedding, and also if you want it to be broadcasted where the world can see, Sabrina's definitely your lady that can get you that dream wedding and create that excitement and buzz around it. Now, I have one question before we go to break. I know that you also do coaching, right?
Yes.
You're actually teaching people how to actually
exactly
do what you do. Yeah. Right? You're coaching them and exactly. showing them how to do what you do. Yes. Tell me a little bit yes. about that before we go to break.
Yeah, I collected so much knowledge and experience over these years, and as you were saying, more than 20 years of experience. So I think I'm ready to share my knowledge and get some new planners excited about this business. Yeah. And just let them understand that this is not a glamorous business like most people think. Yeah. When I tell people, oh, I'm a wedding planner, they're like, oh my gosh, this is such a fabulous job. Yeah. So glamorous. I remember Jennifer Lopez in the movie.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that.
You
pull your hair, you're like, oh my goodness, I hate this client. No, it's not true. But you know, but that's the point. So it's a lot of work, a lot of commitment, a lot of effort, a lot of behind the scenes work that people don't see.
They don't see that.
I don't wear high heels at weddings because I have to run all over, so it's impossible for me to look pretty, right? So I basically teach them how to create a business that is not a hobby, as a lot of people think about, but it's a true business. Yes. And so Eric and they're very happy about what I'm saying, right? It's a business, right? Yeah. You have to treat it seriously. Exactly.
Yeah, it's like your baby.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I tell them about different types of entities and how to create the business from a legal and professional point of view. Correct. And then pricing strategies, how to price their services, how to create their paperwork, like how to create a contract. Questionnaire for client to get the information that you need to create the vision or to know what they need, their needs, their budgeting, a lot of different things that a lot of people, again, they don't know. It's a lot of work. And couples don't realize how much we are valuable. So sometimes they think for $500 they can get a planner. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Because it's not a two-hour job.
It's an investment.
It's a big investment.
It's an investment.
That can save them money, though. Yeah. They don't understand that because we are knowledgeable. We're experienced. We know the people in the network. It can save them money, ultimately. Yeah. So,
right.
Well, we got a little time. You're talking about money. What are some of the ways that people can save money if they were to work with you and consult with you on planning for their wedding?
So, of course, I'm a wedding planner. So my first advice is hire a planner.
Yeah.
Because, of course.
That's the number one.
Exactly. That's the number one advice. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But it's a time saver and a money saver at the time. Because, right. I mean, I don't know how long I have, but I can go on hours and hours. But think about a couple gets engaged. And so the first thing that they do is research online, right? They look for the venue, they look for the vendors. And what do? They type best photographers in San Diego. Mm-hmm. So what they get is a Google search. So they get photographers who maybe are paying a SEO company to appear higher on the Google search, right?
That's right.
Are they the best fit for them? Are they experienced? Are they professional? Who knows? So maybe they meet with him, they don't like him, there's no match, and then okay, back to square one. We go another Google search, you know. So if they hire a planner, the planner can meet with them, see what their personality is, what they need, what their budget is, and they can refer the appropriate vendors.
And they're not just saving them money. You're saving them time.
Saving time and also money, because a lot of planners like me have special discount programs with vendors. So I work with the major rental companies, and they always give to my clients 10, 15% discount.
That's awesome. Mm.
So ultimately, they will hire me for free.
So you'll be there.
I'm saving them a lot of money.
Boom.
So hiring a planner, advice number one.
Advice number one is hiring a planner. Advice number two is hire Sabrina.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Need
a good sound effect right there.
Absolutely. Right?
The drop mic sound.
Definitely. And also set priorities. It's very important that couples have a clear idea of what they need. Because sometimes they get lost and get too excited with things like, oh, let's hire a photo booth, let's do this, let's do that. They start spending money where they don't need.
Correct.
And so they waste money more than that. So,
well, what are some tips you can share for people looking to build a wedding planning business? You know, what would you advise them to do? Well, I would say number one, contact you. Well, here we go. Before we go, we're gonna come back to that before we go to break. Because they're telling me right now we got to pay a little bills. And so we'll be right back, guys. Stay tuned, and we'll be back. All right, welcome back to this edition of Wealth Builders. And we're going to pick right back up where we left off. We were talking to the lovely Sabrina Cadini about wedding and events and planning. And one of the questions before we went to the break was, you know, if someone's looking to build their own wedding planning business, you know, what where do they start and what tips?
So they can contact me, of course,
that's
right?
Number one again.
Yeah, but most importantly, take this business seriously.
Correct.
Because a lot of girls get married and they think they can be a wedding planner.
Yes.
And it's not true. It's not, oh, yes, it happens.
Because you make it so easy.
It happens very often.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And, you know, it can be deceiving. They turn on Periscope and they see you with all these lovely events.
Right.
Everything's just going so smooth, but they don't understand what all comes behind it.
But also, if they plan their own wedding, sometimes they're like, ooh, I planned my own wedding. Now I'm a wedding planner.
Yes.
No, you're not. I mean,
no, you're not.
She made that very clear.
Said, no, you're not.
I don't want to sound too mean or too rude, but you need experience.
Correct.
So before calling yourself a wedding planner, make some experience, of course, because
correct.
Each wedding is different. We were talking about things that can happen. And if you're not prepared, you are a waste of money for your client.
Correct.
So, you know, sometimes the newest wedding planners charge nothing because they want the client, but they give these expectations to the client, which are not realistic,
yes.
you know. So
yes.
I always tell them, be humble enough to say to your client, you know, this is the second time that I do a wedding or third time that I would do a wedding. So I don't charge a lot, but of course, you cannot expect more than that
correct.
From me. So,
correct.
Yeah, and also do market research because, again, pricing is a huge problem in our market
correct.
Right now because a lot of new planners charge very low.
Yes.
So couples don't have an idea about pricing
correct.
For weddings. They've never been in a wedding planning situation, so they don't know what
to
expect.
They have no clue.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when they hear $500, they say, wow, that's great.
Yeah.
And then they call us experience, and of course, we have a different pricing point.
They get sticker shock.
And they're like, you're trying to rob me, right?
Yeah.
They don't,
yeah.
exactly. They don't think that value should be considered more than the pricing itself.
And once again, you know, when you're spending that money, you're spending the money for the service
absolutely.
And the value. And if you
want
to have a great wedding and have a great experience, and we'll flip to the side of which the question is, if you're looking to build a business around wedding planning, your ultimate goal is to obviously, one, not just generate the customer, but provide a service to them. And then eventually that leads to more referrals. So, you know, rather than you just jumping into something and practicing on people, if you will, I kind of share the analogy how, you know, oftentimes people get in business and it's similar to, you know, if you had to fly a fighter jet off an aircraft carrier and you hadn't spent one hour in the flight simulator, how successful do you think you're going to be able to pull that off? And, you know, you're right. I mean, people have to take it seriously and they have to invest in that knowledge and education first and then go from there. So that's great that you shared that. I really appreciate you just sharing the overall value of what you do, because oftentimes most people are afraid to do that.
Yes.
And it's awesome to hear that now you're actually showing people how to go and do what you do, you know, and at a high level. So one of the last questions I have for you is, how many weddings are you doing per month? Or events, wedding and events combined?
Wedding and events, yeah. So I would say 80% of my events are weddings. So
right.
I'm specializing in weddings.
Okay.
There's not a set number every month, but I try to stay within 25 a year.
Yeah, so and every year you're hitting that number.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you're doing roughly about two weddings or so, one or two weddings a month.
Yeah, so during the winter months, it could be like one a month.
Yeah.
But during the summer, it's usually every single weekend.
That's
of
right.
course. Yeah. So it's my social life is non-existent.
You have no life.
Wow.
You have no life.
It's crazy.
If you're doing a wedding each weekend, how much time does it take you to prep each individual wedding?
It depends. I offer different levels of assistance, which is day of, that starts 2 weeks before the wedding, or month of, which is 4 weeks before the wedding, or the full service experience where I can be there for them anytime, basically.
That's awesome.
It's a lot of hours. For a full service, if it starts like 1 year in advance, it is like 200, 250 hours, something like that,
oh, wow.
if not more. It depends on their needs.
Now, wedding prices can, of course, vary. I mean, Kim and Kanye probably had a million-dollar wedding in Italy.
Yeah.
But what's like a typical average price, like a range? Is it?
Yes.
Mm. 5,000 to 20,000? I mean,
no idea. So the current average cost of a wedding here in San Diego is $25,000.
Out the gate?
Average, meaning you have couples who plan their wedding for $5,000, couple who spend like $1 million, of course.
Wow.
You know, that's the average.
Yeah.
However, you know, it's a question that needs to have a little more details in consideration because it depends how many people you will have.
That's correct.
You know, if you have 10 people, yes, you can make it with $5,000. Yeah. If you have 300 people, you will never be able to have a wedding for $10,000.
And that's all up front. I mean, you're it's a $25,000 wedding, boom, you got to transfer $25,000. It's not, this is no, you're not doing payment plans like a car.
No layaway.
This is not buying a car.
We're talking about cost of a wedding, not my fees, right? Yeah. I don't know if you're asking me about my fees. These are not my fees. This is an average cost for a wedding.
Does that include your fees?
I try to include my fee in their budget because I don't want them to spend extra. They usually tell me what the numbers are, and I make it happen within that budget. So I consider the venue, flowers, DJ, photography, and everything.
Before we move on to Eric and hear some of the great things he has to share, where is most of the budget being spent for weddings? Where are most couples putting the money?
Yes, so that's a great question because, again, couples come to me and they don't really know how to organize their budget. So thankfully, I can help them with that. So usually about 40 to 50 percent sometimes is spent for the venue and food and beverage.
Wow.
So the ceremony and reception are usually the biggest chunk.
Got it.
Food is a very important part, and it's expensive.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's expensive because it's not only the food, but also the labor.
Yeah.
Servers, bartending. Yeah. And so it's a lot of additional costs. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, great. Well, Sabrina, thanks for sharing.
My pleasure.
And for our listeners and our viewers, you obviously know how to contact Sabrina. Reach out to her. Get those wedding planning process started now. And look forward to having a wonderful dream wedding. So moving along, we're going to talk to my man, Eric Pierre, Bedrock Assurance CPA. Eric, how you doing today?
Doing great. I feel a little pressure because, you know, we're just talking about things that people dream of. And now what I talk about is what people lose sleep on.
Yeah. Well, they can either lose sleep or they can learn by talking with you. They can start waking up fully energized and excited about the money you can help them save. So
absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about Bedrock Assurance and what motivated you to start this company.
Well, Bedrock Assurance, I founded it around March 2014. And it was a side hustle. And what motivated me to go full time was that I wasn't satisfied working in corporate America because, you know, you got these corporate structures. It's like a pyramid scheme. And you give ideas, but people were very protective because if they implement your idea, then they can get credit.
Yeah.
And so I realized through, you know, I've known you for a while, Rod, and, you know, you got me to understand that building a business, you know, when you're in business, and you understand this too, Sabrina, it's a partnership versus corporate America. It was an adversary relationship. And so I wanted my freedom and also have better relationships and be able to go to sleep better at night. So that's what got me to start. And I just have a passion to help people understand that the tax code is the best wealth generation tool out there. And that's why the 1% is where they're at, because either they understand it very well or they've hired somebody like me to show them how to understand it, to keep more money in their pocket and less in Uncle Sam's.
Great.
That's why they are where they're at.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Well, I can also share Eric definitely is experienced and knows what he's doing. He definitely helped me with my taxes when I was in a jam. And, you know, my personal experiences, I had someone that was actually a CPA who made big mistakes. Let's just say that.
That cost me
big mistakes.
That cost me a lot of money.
That cost me a lot of money. And so not just having a CPA doesn't necessarily mean that you're all the way there. You want to make sure you have someone that that, you know, knows what they're doing and they have a track record of doing so. And I can say from my personal experience of Eric helping me with my own taxes and now moving in more of a wealth building direction that I wasn't on before, it's definitely made a difference and beginning to make a big difference thus far moving forward with all that we're going to be having going on here in real estate. So, Eric, I want to personally thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, we're going to go to commercial break really quick, and then when we come back, we're going to finish up getting to know Eric and all that he has to offer. He's going to have some interesting tips and advice that he's going to share. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to this edition of Wealth Builders in the studio with Eric Pierre with Bedrock Assurance and Sabrina Candy with Dolce La Idea.
La Dolce Idea.
La Dolce Idea. See, I'm working on this.
I know, it's so hard.
I'm sorry, it's hard for me. La Dolce Idea. All right, you heard it from me. Well, Eric, we were talking about taxes, okay? So coming back from this break, you shared some great information, one of the reasons why you got into business and where your passion is. So tell me a little bit about what are the benefits of going with a CPA over your local tax preparers like the H&R Blocks of the world?
Okay, well, basically, just I'll try to keep it brief. There's three types of tax preparers that the IRS allows to prepare taxes. You have the registered tax preparer, and then you got the CPA and a real agent, okay? So those are the three. You want a CPA over a local taxpayer because CPA is one of the three types of people that the IRS allows to represent taxpayers before the IRS. Most of the people at H&R Block are only registered tax preparers, and the IRS does not allow them by law right now. So, Sabrina, let's say you got a letter from the IRS. If you made a mistake of going to H&R Block, unless that person's an EA or a CPA, they cannot address that letter on your behalf. And also, CPA, we have the highest standard when it comes to continuing education. So my license is in Texas, and every year I had to have 40 hours of continuing education. I had to have a college degree before I can even sit for the exam. Enrolled agents did not have to have that. In a tax preparer, you don't have to have a college degree. So that's why you're getting that extra scrutiny and knowledge, and that we have to keep up with our certification in that. We have to keep your business confidential. Any small step, we can lose our license. So that's why you go to CPA, because it's the high. It's like a luxury car. You want, you know, Camry's nice and it's a great car, and I used to drive them for 10 years. But you want the Mercedes Benz or Bentley, you know. And that's what you're getting.
Got it. So, so tell us then, what is your specialty? I mean, what are your strengths? When someone's seeking a CPA like yourself, I mean, what are your strengths? So you tell people exactly what you do.
Well, my strengths, if you talk about specialty, it's helping people understand. The tax code, particularly, I work primarily with small businesses, self-employed individuals, startups. My anchor client is a personal injury law firm in Houston. I do work with professional athletes. I do work with personal trainers. I also work with wage earners. They're not my biggest client, but I work with them because, you know, they're wagers that don't understand that they're eligible to get their earned income credit. And so just getting to know them, and understand your business, because even if you're working for somebody, you're a walking business. You know, MittRodman.com about people, corporations, you know, you are a corporation whether you like it or not. And helping them understand how to save money, because there was a recent survey done, and when people try to do taxes by themselves, they spend on average of 13 hours, okay? So think of it. That's basically a whole day. And in a beautiful
that's a
city like
that's
a beautiful. So the beautiful city of San Diego, you want to spend an entire Saturday or Sunday doing your taxes so you can be on the beach, versus taxpayers that hire a tax expert. Okay, they spend on average of 2 hours or less, and that's just for document collection. And when you hire a tax expert, you're likely to reduce your tax return payment by $800 or increase your refund by $800. So $800 savings. So you're losing time on the beach and you're paying the government an extra $800 on average.
But by working with you, you can help put money in their pocket and save them time.
That's right.
Well, let's move. Before we close out, tell me, what are some tips you can share for people that are preparing to do their taxes that's coming up this deadline?
Well, first thing is to hire me.
But a lot of firsts.
A lot of first things.
Right, just like, but also, make sure you have your documentation, because, for instance, if you hired Sabrina in 2015 and you got married, your status, even if you got married on December 31, you're now married, even if you're single for all 364 days. And so you want to save your wedding expenses, because the IRS does allow you to deduct the following from a wedding. For instance, the venue, if you hold it at a not-for-profit place such as a church, if you were smart to structure it as a donation. So let's say the church asks for $5,000. If you negotiate, so, well, I need you to change a donation, and you promise to give them an extra $1,000 and put $6,000 donation. Now you can potentially itemize that. You can donate the bridesmaids' gowns, because, you know, some brides are paying for all the gowns for all the girls. You could donate them after the wedding. And also, you mentioned food, one of the biggest costs. Well, you always want to buy more food than necessary, but the extra food, if you donate to a soup kitchen, you can write that off.
Okay. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
I know that. So, man, Eric is hitting you guys with some knowledge and, you know, sharing some actual good information that's going to help you that are out there, whether you're, you know, you're getting ready for the taxes that's coming up. I know we have a lot of people that are going to wait to the last minute, like myself, probably.
Wow.
Ty. Wow. Make sure you get with Ty.
We'll be talking.
That's another number one.
Well, Eric, before we close out, how can everyone find you? Tell us how everyone
can
find you.
My phone number here in San Diego is 619-800-6852. Okay. That's the best way. Call or text. If you email me, my email is eric@bedrockassurance.com.
Correct.
You can also find me on social media. On Twitter, my handle is bedrockcpa. On Instagram, my handle is your favorite CPA.
Yeah.
And on Facebook, I have a fan page. If you look up Bedrock Assurance, that's the best way to find me. And if you contact me from listening to the show, please use the hashtag RodSellsSD, and I'll give you 30% discount.
Y'all hear that? You guys use the hashtag RodSellsSD, and you get 30% off your taxes. All right? Well, hey, thank you guys for coming in today. I really appreciate it. It was a great show. And enjoy your weekend. And
Happy
enjoy
Valentine's
this Valentine's Day with those special people in your life. Enjoy it. Enjoy the time, guys, and we'll catch you next month.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.